Yes.
Hello, Rob. Sorry. Yeah, I don't know if you misheard me there, sir. I did say within the Scottish region.
Well, that's what I'm saying to you, mate. I can't hear what you're saying. I'm hearing static and crap in the background. I can hardly hear what you're saying. I mean, this is twice I've tried to contact these people, and this is twice where it sounded like an absolute scam.
Okay, so yeah, no, I do just want to reassure you, we do have over at least 1,000 clients that we're currently helping within this scheme, in regards to obviously the wrongdoing, for what you know you guys have suffered during the time in care. So we're here to help you and gather evidence and you know get records and put this over to the Scottish Government, so you can get some sort of closure and obviously of course compensation from the Scottish Government, sir.
Right, tell me what it's all about then. What do you investigate? What, me being in care?
Yeah, so about you being in care prior to the 1st of December 2004, what we do is we take a brief statement from yourself for each you know possible care setting that you've been in and the wrongdoing that you've faced, whether that be any form of abuse or trauma that you've experienced. We gather the evidence by pulling your social services records, medical records. We link it all together. We get a more in-depth statement from you further down the line. And once we've got enough sufficient evidence for yourself, we then present your application to the Scottish Government for then an end of.
So you just deal with abuse within children's homes?
Not within children's homes. So that can be in young offenders institutions. It can be within any you know Catholic setting, you know, i.e. like churches or you know settings run by nuns, anything like that. That's what we deal with as part of this redress scheme.
So you only deal with people who've been abused in care then?
Yes, yes. Is that something that applies to yourself?
Right, well, I wasn't abused in care, I was just in care. I had a bad time in care, but I was never sexually abused or anything like that.
Okay, well, when you say you had a bad time in care, just yeah, what exactly was the bad experience for you? And I can see, obviously, if you're applicable to the scheme.
Because I get removed from the family and get flung into care when I was 11, 12-year-old into a place that I didn't even know, and it was just a hellhole. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't exactly have to be just, you know, sexually abused. There's many forms of abuse that is applicable to this scheme. Emotional abuse, physical abuse, neglect, and then alongside sexual abuse as well. So obviously when you've been placed into care, obviously not from your own choice. If you'd been, you know, rejected of food or clothes, if you'd suffered any physical abuse, been, you know, restrained heavily or unlawfully by members of staff in the care setting, that all applies within this scheme. It's your decision whether you feel like you have had that wrongdoing or just obviously a bad experience just for being in care.
Well, I thought it was a wrongdoing, the fact that I was flung into a children's home, you know what I mean, at 11-year-old, you know what I mean, for getting removed where it was meant to be under a section 14, which is under, I think it's done as like a voluntary care thing, or whatever it is,
yeah.
A section 14 thing is. That's what I was under. I wasn't under like any other section. I was under a section 14. It was where I'd went to live with an aunt and uncle after my adoptive parents died. They kept me for a wee bit, and then they just chucked me in the children's home, and then I was in there until I joined the army at 15 and 9 months.
Yeah, okay, I understand that. So, unfortunately, by the sound of it, Rob, this scheme, unfortunately, doesn't meet your requirements. I personally understand, obviously, that, you know, you've been thrown into care when it's not something, obviously, of your choice, something that you didn't want to do or experience. But you know, I'm not disregarding the fact that you know you've been put into care for no reason at all, and took away from your parents. I do understand that. But yet this scheme does apply for people who've been put into care but also suffered some form of abuse or wrongdoing, from members of staff, other, you know, peers that were there. That's what this scheme is you know, based around.
Mm-hmm.
You're more than welcome to obviously, if you go on to if you go onto Google and just type in the Scottish Redress Scheme, or just have a little bit of a read on what it's about. If any other further information that I haven't explained to you, if any other further information does apply to yourself, then obviously you're more than welcome to come back to ourselves. But yeah, just obviously from just based off what you told me, it's not something that this scheme will fully look into.
No bother, right? Okay, well, thank you for your time.
Not a problem.